Hey guys, welcome back to season two, episode seven of the Creators Corner. I'm here with guests, KSI Aerie 7 and hosts, as always, on TSV Terracode and Mr. XGN. Welcome, Miss Aerie.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here on with y'all.
Well, so this is our second shot at recording this because Mr. XGN hid a window unit in his room and he had it so loud that we couldn't hear anything.
I just want to say, first of all, that sound wasn't even me. It's just I used that sound for someone else's nonsense as a distraction to turn my off just in case, you know, there was the slight possibility there was a little bit of background noise.
And why did you say you were locking your door and locking your windows after we found out?
I don't need this man all up in my room sucking up. I don't need Terracode running up in here butt ass naked sucking up all the cool air conditioning air, taking it from me.
That is so selfish, because don't you go into his room and steal his mountain haulers?
This is a small AC unit. I'm tripping on a budget.
Balling on a budget. Understood.
This is the shit I had to put up with right here.
All right, so I do have a few questions for you, Sari. So first one is, how did you begin gaming?
Oh boy. I think I was like 3 years old when my mom got our first like computer, and it was one of those like ones that had ran off of MS-DOS and floppy disks and stuff. And I got like the original Trolls game, like with the really weird pink hair and green hair, and they were like super crazy levels, and yeah, and so I really enjoyed it, and I pretty much have never gone back. Went from there for like Oregon Trail to Mario, Mortal Kombat when I was like 6 years old. Apparently I've been messed up my entire life.
Did you ever play RuneScape? That was like my childhood game online.
I did when I was like, I think 11 or 12, and we finally got, you know, not dial-up. I was on RuneScape a lot.
Yes, I had a RuneScape boyfriend. I hope he's still out there. We never broke up.
What? So. This right here.
Look, we played RuneScape on dial-up.
Yeah. Look,
how old is everybody in here, man? I never got into games like that, bro. You know what I was doing when I was 3 years old?
What?
In the creek? I don't know.
I have no fucking idea. I was wondering if any of y'all were there. You're so damn old. Y'all so damn old. You were likely there. That's why.
Yeah, I am pretty old, Corey.
You could literally be my father, and that is weird.
Literally.
My first gaming system was actually a 2600. My granddad, my mother's stepdad, that was my granddad. He was a very educated man, and he stayed on top of technology. He worked in the communications field. So he had all kinds of computers and stuff, and I remember being around computers before. I mean, they were literally the size of a damn room back then.
Bro, this man just said the 2600. He's so damn old, the game systems were just numbers.
I was like, oh, that's how you know.
Listen, the town I grew up in had 700 people. It had a little corner that they had two video games, Pac-Man and 1943, and so you just stood in line.
Ooh. Bro, good games, though. Played those two arcades. It has like seven last names.
Yeah. I remember when it had they changed out 1943 for Centipede. So it was a big day.
Some Galaga. Man, talk about Cruising USA. There you go. That's when it started getting into my generation.
What was that one? Paperboy, where you rode the bicycle through the papers. Do you guys remember that arcade game?
Paper Rat,
or whatever. Yeah, that was
like that. Deepest part right of my memory that you just brought up when you said that. I was like, I vaguely remember that game.
Y'all know when I got into gaming, man. I remember it vividly. All right. Okay. The year was, I don't remember. Okay. So anyways, it was a Super Nintendo, and my uncle had went off to college, and my grandma had it. And the fucking game was that Donkey Kong Country or whatever, like the original one on Super Nintendo, I think, or maybe it was 3 or something, I don't know. But that shit was great. And then I started playing Super Nintendo, and then I fucking finally got PS1. It was over from there.
Yeah. I think PlayStation 1 was my first one that I actually owned. My parents got me a Game Boy Color when I was 8. Like, I think it was for my birthday or Christmas or something like that. They're so close together, I don't remember. But from there, I was like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. I can play video games on my handheld. This is so cool. And I was like, I want more. I want to play more. So they're like, we're not going to buy you any more gaming consoles because you're pretty much obsessed with that thing. So I was like, all right, well, I've got money from grandma, so let me go to the pawn shop and get a PlayStation.
Oh, shoot. Yo, pawn shops were a spot, man. I got
it. Right, they're so gone now.
When I was young, yo, I got a – it reminds me when you said Game Boy Color. I got a freaking Pikachu Game Boy Color, a Pikachu pinball for the Game Boy Color. And that shit was crazy dope. I love that.
I had a purple Game Boy Color like that. I forgot about that until you said that.
The translucent one?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the one I got.
I had a Scooby-Doo game on there that I, like, you couldn't tell me anything about. I was so obsessed with it.
Yo, the kids bring their Game Boys to school the last 3 days of school for you guys, too, or is that just me?
Yeah.
Bro, that was crazy. Everybody's shit was getting stolen. I don't know what happened.
But you just so happen to have seven.
Seems to be a pattern around you, Corey.
That's yeah, crazy. Bro. I didn't know what occurred, bro.
He's been targeted since childhood. Damn.
Bro, yeah. I'm telling you, that was not working out, bro. I don't know what I was thinking, bro. My backpack was translucent. It was, like, clear. Like, I don't know what I was doing, bro.
They saw
like,
I was just walking up there
like I didn't give a fuck.
I bet you were so easy to bully.
What?
Hello? All right. So the next question is, what is your all-time favorite video game for clan building?
Oh, okay. I got to give the typical KSI answer. It's Halo 2. But the in-game clan system was so painful when it got hit that I have to kind of lean towards Halo 3 also. But yeah, definitely the old Halos. Those were a lot of fun.
Yes.
Y'all ain't really expect what I'm finna say.
Is that what you guys always say, or is that what you say, Terry?
World of Tanks.
Oh.
Really?
That's crazy, yo. There was a time...
Edit him out.
There was a time, literally, whenever we had like 2,200 people on World of Tanks. Like, we had like three full divisions. Like, that shit was crazy. Multiple divisions had squads. Like, we were massive on World of Tanks for a minute, y'all. And then the game's popularity overall just kind of didn't sustain.
Isn't there still like competitive play for that?
Oh yeah, there's definitely competitive play.
Oh, the people that actually still play that shit, or you can't talk to them about anything.
Oh yeah, I ran into a couple.
I have friends that still play that shit that have as much money invested in their World Tanks as I do in Smite.
Oh, they have a huge loyal fan base for sure. But when it first came out, man, remember that big boom where everyone
went? Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. So the next question is, how did you get into clans?
So it was Halo 2 and I was on my, foster brother's Xbox, the original Xbox. And I had a 2-week code from him to get my own gamertag cause he was tired of me stealing his account all the time. And I got recruited into KSI. And since my 2-week trial ended, I was like, well, I can't play online anymore. But that was my first introduction. I got re-recruited 6 months later, on my own tag.
Terrico, back into when did you get into KSI?
Do what?
When did you get into KSI?
I've never been in KSI.
You want to ask me?
I mean, I've been in KSI on some tags. I've played in KSI, but I've never, like,
that's what I was saying.
You always act better than everybody else, Terrico.
Yeah, I always just made some really offensive tags, KSI, you know, insert, whatever, and would go get recruited and just go hang out with the homies.
Chilling with the homies.
Mm-hmm.
Clueless. That's all I can think of with that song.
Trent, I'm surprised you didn't start fucking playing that ICP song. Homies!
Oh, actually, that's an ICP.
What the fuck do you take me for?
Bro, you know damn well that we've been to several, and I mean several, Dark Carnival fucking...
Edit him completely out. You shut your damn mouth,
bro.
He's out here revealing all your secrets.
He's so offensive, bro. Listen, I'm about to spew the whole secret. I'm telling you right now, you want to really get underneath TSB Terrico's nerves, make a Twitter video of you wasting Faygo. Just pour it down the toilet. Pour it down the drain, and this man will lose his
son of a bitch.
You were losing absolute shit.
You son of a bitch.
I done told you, man. Look.
You don't get to use the EBT card the rest of the month.
Oh, my God.
Buddy, how the hell am I supposed to get my Jack Links and Monster Fix?
You know damn well that man's got like two soda cans left.
Damn, shit. I'm cut off.
Oh, my God. All right. So what were some of your gamer tags over the years? And this question's for everybody.
I started off with, like, I think it was, like, Trinity 1230, because I was into the Matrix at the time. Mm-hmm. I went to, Satana was one that I've been known as, Eve, Black Rose, oh gosh, what else? Shoot. Miss Tech, then Misery. Oh gosh, I have like a whole laundry list of just KSI names, let alone all the other clan names that I've been in.
Goodness gracious.
Everybody like gives me so much shit. They're like, well, I don't even know what to call you anymore. I'm like, just call me Jeff. Cause...
KSI Satana, right? KSI Lolo,
yeah.
KSI Eve, Miss Airy, KSI Airy, and then like probably a bunch of others, like everybody else. I'm going
to
tell y'all.
Well, so back in the Halo 2 days, we had to have multiple accounts to be in different squads because, like, we couldn't just be in multiple clans at once. So I had probably 6 or 7 tags at one time just to be over my squad.
Yo, you know how many tags I've had, y'all? Oh, my God, dude. When I first joined KSI, I had the cringiest gamer tag. It was literally like Gaming Grandson or something. It was so horrible. And then I changed my name to KSI Massacre 47. And then from there, I went to KSI Bizarre 7, and then KSI Lost Puffy 7, and then KSI Helix 7, and then KSI Fame 7. So I've had like so many fucking names. And that's such a short period of time that I was even there. So like that's a lot of names. So I feel you. Terracode, what names you had, man?
Terracode.
That's it? Just Terracode.
And then TSB Terracode. No, I had at one time I was paying for, you remember the family plans on Xbox Live?
The what?
Yeah.
The family plans on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could get 4 accounts a year for $100. Yeah, I had 32 of those at one time.
Oh, dude, that's crazy, man.
No, I had 32 accounts. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had 8 of them.
I thought you said you had 32 fans.
Yeah, no. I thought too.
I'm like, bro, let me find out. You're trading our damn P for real money.
Here you are bitching about your AC. That's where all your money went.
Now, 2 of those, actually, my nephews, my brother, I actually was paying for people. Then the other ones were, I don't know, people always block me for some reason. So I would just have to make more and more accounts to, you know, keep contact with my friends.
Yeah, I have no idea why anyone would block you.
Hey, don't you tell your Uncle Jody's account out there. People be hitting him up. Oh, TSB oh Keystone and then TSB Panty Snatch.
What a time to be alive. That was such a thing. Oh, my God. That was so bad.
Yeah.
All right. So what are some of the pros and cons of clans?
Oh, I am a huge advocate for organized communities in general, just because there are so many learning opportunities. I joined, like, got my actual real start in KSI when I was 16 years old and learned so much from it. And then from the other communities that I was in also, I learned, you know, web design, graphic design, journalism, like, just all these little exposure pieces that I would not have otherwise gotten probably because I grew up in the middle of freaking nowhere in Montana. So I think there's just a lot of really awesome opportunities for people to learn new things that they might not have otherwise. Cons, however, there's a whole lot of drama.
What?
Where the hell is that?
Not as much anymore.
Y'all got drama over there?
Drama.
Okay, it's not nearly as bad as it used to be. It's not even remotely as bad, but I've got like memories where people were like screaming at each other about their letters and their clan name, or like this clan or this group left this clan, so now everybody's yelling at each other.
Hold on, Trent, can you imagine some shit like that?
Nope,
never seen that. I've never seen nothing like that happen in our beautiful clan hobby sponsors.
You guys are so perfect. Oh my god,
I've never been witnessed anything like that. I've always just kind of hung out in a lock party and stayed with my three friends. And
yeah, this innocent man just gets blocked by a lot of people for no reason.
Yo, I just flash back to the last decade of my life living with him and waking up in the middle of the night to him screaming at somebody on Xbox Live. I just had like war flashbacks.
And the truth comes out.
I just had war flashbacks to that.
Landry, when we make it big, right? We need to have like an ad, a high production like video made of like a Vietnam flashback of you. Like really like show it. And like just have videos like running of like old like Hydra videos running in the background, and like just try and find as much as possible and really create a Vietnam flashback meme.
Oh my god.
Of like, you.
Triggered the whole
with
time.
With the letter names, so just scrolling across the screen like MOB, GI.
Yeah. Good times right there.
I just picture the friends who came over to my house who could never come back because of how you acted, Trent.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'd be in my room watching TV like girls' night, and then just grown man screaming in a living room at Xbox. Do you know who the fuck I am? I'm like, hello?
I mean, but did they?
I bet they found out.
Well, I do not like to talk about myself. Get out of here.
Yeah. All right. So, historically, what do you feel the Blacklist accomplished?
I'm going to go circle back to that drama answer. There was a whole lot of that. To an extent, it was like to try to protect people, but ended up getting blown out of proportion. I mean, I grew up with it, so it was like kind of ingrained with me for a long time. And there were a lot of times where I was like, this is really dumb. There's like, why were you blacklisting a person for leaving with their friend? Like, that's stupid. Right. But
I don't think it started out.
In the end, everybody got it.
I don't think it started out as like what it did. I think it started out as a good idea that became saturated with. I don't think that they thought the. Because, okay, how can I word this? I don't think they thought two or three layers into it. Like, by blacklisting this person, the effects it was going to have down the road, you know, because then their friends left and got blacklisted, and their friend left and got, and then you have whole clans that were blacklisted. And, you, like, Corey was a blacklisting machine. You know, he had 1,000 people on his blacklist, but if you actually looked at those
1,000?
Yeah.
Maybe like for 1 year. I had at least 10,000 on that motherfucker.
Yeah, but then if you think about the clans that were blacklisted on there, like how many?
Why are you always downplaying my statistics?
if you actually sit down and look and figure up the clans that were blacklisted and everything, like tens of thousands of people, tens and ten, maybe 100,000 people that your people were not allowed to talk to. And I don't think
100%.
I don't think it started out. Not that him. Way. You know what I mean? I don't think that was the intention when it started.
No, I think it was like just of a almost like a mock war type of thing. Not that, you know, full on war zone type. But like the initial breakoffs, like of the XGC or MOB or whatever from KSI. Those were one of the first ones that got blacklisted from KSI. Because of the breakoffs, and because there was a lot of hostility going back and forth and causing more issues and more issues. And that was where I think it kind of started, was just as a preventative to stop drama. But in down the line, it ended up creating more so.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm glad it's gone.
For me, it's all upon my master plan. This, I think it was worth it. I think it was necessary for the decade-long blacklist. Next gen, all right. Whenever I started XGN from KSI, I was going with what I was taught, like what I was known to do. It was normal. But the whole plan come into fruition. because I knew that the only way to build the kind of friendship with TSP motherfucking Terror Code that was necessary is through a decade of hatred. Okay? So
master plan right
the
there.
The whole master plan was become your friend and I win. You just get on. We're friends now, punk.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's really worked out for me.
Who really got the W there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I know, man. You're welcome.
I'm reaping the benefits.
I feel like we almost like need to leave the room to let this bromance happen.
Yeah. I'm reaping the benefits of being your friend. My AC units have been stolen. My house has been swatted.
I got my door locked, man.
You know
what? They weren't stolen. They were just in. I put one in every window in my room.
You know what's crazy? Oh,
is what that if you pawned them all for Mountain Hauler money?
There's been a lot of publicity about what's happened at our house for the last 2 months, but that shit's been ongoing for a fucking decade that y'all had no clue. People have turned our electricity off. They said we were moving. Our cell phones got turned off at least 12 times in the year of 2019. And you guys have no idea. This has actually been a pretty tame year compared to what we had over the last decade.
Look, we need to put like a trigger warning before you guys start talking about that kind of stuff. Because I'm shaking.
Damn, y'all. Right. Bro, you don't get me in trouble is what you're telling me. This is like a warning. You're like, hey, buddy, you don't know what you got coming.
Yep.
You're one bragging. Team, one fight.
I'm like whispering. I'm like, you don't want this.
I've stood between you and a lot of that shit for the last decade, Corey. Now we're gonna share it,
bro.
Friend.
Bro, I'm good, bro. I will catch a body.
Wait,
that's illegal. I'm just kidding.
Catch these hands, you mean? Because you want to stay away from that.
I'm prepared to give oral sex to anyone necessary to protect this man. Wait, bro, can we cut this part out?
All right. The awkward silence.
Bro, so we can't clip this. This has to go out.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm not clipping anything unless Miss Ari says she doesn't want
this
it.
This man
like,
is
she
speechless.
Wants me to take it out.
Thank you for your dedication, Corey. Thank you for your dedication.
I'm down for the team, man. I'm a rider, man.
I am not as good a friend to you as you are to me, apparently.
Bro, say that, bro. I understand. There's, you know, your daughter's in the room. I ain't going to talk no shit, man. I understand. You just got a wink, bro. I know you down. That's cool.
Moving right along.
All right. So, do you think that KSI 7 is secretly Tiesto?
Yo, honestly, I would not doubt it. Both of them dropped some sick beats. I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen both of them in the same room together?
I have not. It just adds to the mystery.
You've heard 7-7 drop sick beats?
Who hasn't?
I mean, he was snoring, but you know.
Oh. Who hasn't?
He does. He do be snoring.
He tried to say that was only one time.
Alright. What are your thoughts on our former guest KSI, our former KSI guest, 7, Dead Meat, and Victory with a K?
So, I don't know Dead Meat very well. I've had very limited interactions with him over the years. Somehow just always managed to miss times around, I guess. Who's alright? Another? 7 is a man of brilliance and a little bit of crazy.
Shit, I think you got it backward. I'm joking.
That's at least 50-50.
7 is a man of crazy, a little bit of brilliance.
I mean, I'm saying 50-50 is being nice.
Yeah, 50-50.
Really cool to like see come about while I was in like young and learning and stuff. But then, like, how many times we had to struggle and scramble because he would randomly promote some guy from, like, a captain to a senior director. It's just like, oh, God, dude, what? Why?
He do be wildin'.
Yeah. And so the last one was Victory, right?
Yeah.
With a K.
Yes. my man Vic is a great guy. We kind of ran in exterior circles up until 2017. And I admire his drive, his motivation, his organization, and his passion for doing things. I did end up sponsoring him into the Hall of Fame this year, and I was so proud of him for going that to getting to that point. I do wish, and I've said this many, many times, I do wish that, you know, certain events that have happened over the summer did not happen, because I would love to have continued to work with him.
Yeah,
to an extension, but not as intensely as we used to.
I like Victory.
He always been a simp?
I mean, he's Canadian, so.
Yeah,
that's all I need to know.
You heard it here first.
quick question. When am I going to get in the KSI Hall of Fame?
Are you in KSI?
I have helped KSI for a decade, at least.
Hey, you know, look how long it took us to get around to fame over there. Eventually it could happen. We've got a new committee, actually, that will review. We're going through and reviewing all the Hall of Fames that have been posted and taken apart, and taking people off because of, you know, aforementioned blacklistings and stuff, and trying to restore the actual people who deserved it. So, hey, there's a chance that.
Would you sponsor me? Wow.
There's hope. Hello?
There's hope, though.
She left. Oh, my gosh. She did not want to answer.
No way. Bro, what did you do? Bro, we need to really keep that one part there, dude. Bro, that was perfect because you just left.
Yeah, that was so perfect.
I'm sorry. I passed by my house and it tried to connect to the internet and disconnected me from. Yeah, nope. Technology.
It has to get sponsored in the KSI Hall of Fame, or people just leave the podcast.
Ooh, that's fair. That's a fair answer.
Wow. All
right. Okay. So what? Oh, hang on. Oh, so what does KSI want to accomplish in the next 12 months?
That's a very. I'm going to try to not be long-winded in the answer, but I wanted to get back to our roots a little bit of being that place where people can learn new things. Trying to revamp our education system a little bit more, giving expansion to it so that it can be a place for growth and personal bests in all shapes and forms. I want us to try to accomplish some of the things that we should have honestly done 5-10 years ago. And thank you to Mr. XGN for showing the way, because I have long since admired and told several of my predecessors over the past 10 years that you were doing what we should have been doing. So I'm hoping that we can finally catch up a little bit.
Oh, well, I was fucking up tremendously, because, like, I inherited, like, yeah, I was doing a lot of stuff good in one way, but, like, a lot of the, like, negatives, like, I'm even now correcting some things in our system that I'm really working to change, but the blacklist and stuff like that, I mean, realistically, everything that I'm for now, like, Terracode and, like, he's been all about it for, like, the whole decade, like, the whole time, you know what I mean? Like, all the way. That's why, like, that tweet he put out, what was that shit you said, Trent? About, like, you fucking, like, pretty much, like, knew the way or some shit like that, like, dead ass, like, that's why I'll always show appreciation to him. So that's, like, you know, I feel like everyone should feel the same. You know what I mean?
I think every clan in the scene has something to offer as far as where we need to go. And I think we all need to own our past and learn from it and just move the fuck on.
I will 100% agree with that.
That's what's perfect. None of us are perfect. Like, all of us is fucked up in one way or another or made mistakes in some way or another. Like, so, like, the whole point of, like, that's why I had to really sit back and think, like, okay, the whole point of, like, just throwing out criticism and just doing this, like, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm trying to work. Whenever I feel like I'm at my, like, pinnacle, at, like, my, like, peak, then I'll sit back and feel like that I can really, you know, I'll give my opinion on stuff, but I'm not going to sit here and, like, throw out, like, really intense, like, nonsense at people. You know what I mean? Essentially, like, I feel like right now in this era in gaming communities, and it could change. Like, it could years from now, like, it could be different to where, like, we can sit back and criticize other groups. But right now, I feel like everyone has so much shit that they need to work on that it's time to kind of take a step back and just work on our shit. Like, that's just where I'm at. Like, I don't feel like that criticizing, you know, other people's shit right now is really, like, top priority. You know what I mean? You know, like,
kind of productive.
Go ahead.
Like, kind of counterproductive at times.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I got a mouth, dude. I want to give my opinion on things that happen and occur in the hobby, but it's going to be quick. I'm not going to give, like, so much time, and I'm not going to go into, like, details and pretend like I know facts on situations I don't. You know what I mean? And that's, like, my perspective of shit.
I feel you. Like, was it 1 week ago, 2 weeks ago? Because it was the Xbox ban tool thing going on at the same time as the revenge porn thing. And, like, all the major clans scene came together and was like, oh, hell no, we will not stand for either of these things. And it was a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, and we've got in contact with those people. Like there was, like, three or four, like, Microsoft employees that, like, were, like, contacted that, like, we were in communication with. And, like, they were aware and, like, knew what was up. You know what I mean? And that just shows, like, the power that if we utilize, like, our bases, like, and utilize, like, our communities for, you know, good shit that we can actually do.
Yeah, I would love for us to be this kind of realm of opportunity for people to just find what works for them instead of being at each other's throats.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I accept a lot of things because I believe in karma. And I mean, I know that I did have some negative impact on the scene. So certain things that come back to me, I just kind of accept. I mean, a kid called me at like 11 o'clock last night when I was asleep. And a former KSI.com member that has a little clan that's been acting pretty foolish on Twitter the last couple of weeks. And he said, well, I have a screenshot of you telling this person to keep going after me. And I said, absolutely. Now, so I that was 3 or 4 years ago. I have to deal with that, but that's what I told him. Like, I have to own my shit, but remember, I never crossed the lines that you crossed. You fucked up really bad. So it is what it is.
And I like to tell my kids now, it's something that I learned in treatment last year, is we can't control what others do or how they react or what they think. We can only control ourselves. Yep. And moving forward, we can learn from it and try to be better. That's kind of my theme for this year for the community, is just let's try to do better.
I mean, like you said, man, I mean, you know, we've all like we've all done, you know, dumb shit. We've all done shit, dude. But I feel like we've all done a lot of good, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's good parts that it is what it is. We've lived and learned. You know what I'm saying? And right now, I feel like at our stage, whenever you get to a level, and I feel like you probably feel the same, where you've got. Like, you start talking, like, decades and not just years, right? And everyone probably feels the same about that. Well, we all do. Well, I mean, we've all been in this for literally over a decade. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you start looking at it that it has to mean something. You know what I mean? And that's the one thing that I keep trying to get across to people. I'm like, dude, like, this is a lifelong, like, passion. Yeah, we do this for the people. Like, we do this, you know, out of the kindness of our heart, but how can we ensure that the next generation is going to do that? How can I ensure that this, like what we're doing now, can continue on and be like a feasible thing and a lifestyle thing to a lot of people for the long term, even after I'm dead and gone? And that's where I'm at. And I feel like that's where, like, a lot of people are at right now, that it has to mean something. You know what I mean? We've seen a whole generation. And I'm not coming on here and just, like, taking shots at Bill or whatever, but we've seen people like Bill. We've seen people like Mr. Lucky. We've seen people, like, before us that were talking decades when we were little. You know what I'm saying? Like, little plans. Like, not, like, newer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that were already had years on us. You know what I mean? And we see how they had so many resources. How many members KSI had? How many had the hype, the opportunity, the resource, and all that was really squandered, okay? To the point that so many people had to exit our hobby. You know, KSI, the YouTuber, FaZe Rain, all these other people that were a part of the clans, Keemstar, these people had to exit our hobby to find success. We need to create our own success here. And that's my goal. And I feel like a lot of people share that.
Yeah, we grew up in doing this. Like, we're literally the generation that grew up doing this. You know, I've now spent half my life being in the community scene and Xbox and all that. And you're exactly right. We squandered it. We squandered a lot of potential over the years that we could have done better, been better. But now we know. We know what the possibilities and potential is, and hopefully we can move towards it this time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's a thing. Like, we all, everyone here, that every clan that we represent in here has squandered opportunities at some point. You know, I mean, that's part of living and learning. It's what we do now.
Facts.
Well, that got real serious.
I love that shit.
It's always on, like, the most random question, too. So how long have you known or known of TSB Pure Code and Mr. XGN?
So I'll start with Terra Code. I knew of him about 4 or 5 years ago because the people who were leading KSI at the time were like, don't go to your TSB, the usual rhythm and roll. I did not actually start talking to him or talk to him ever until, what was that, like, early 2018, and we talked for, like, maybe 2 months.
Yep.
So it just came, what I ended up taking away from that is that perception is a lot more falsehood than reality.
Yeah. Same.
And then for XGN, Mr. XGN there, we briefly met in, gosh, I want to say it was like 2010, 11 maybe. I think it was right around the .org split. And didn't really know you. We ran in different sides of KSI, but I've been in parties with you a couple times. I don't think you knew it was me or you or that you knew my name continued, because like I said, I change names all the time. But I never had any issue with you. I, when XGN was formed and I heard, you know, stories through the rumor mill about what great things were happening over there and things that, you know, KSI should have been doing, I was like, well, he took this to the right direction and is actually making a better opportunity for members over there. I actually did try to join XGN at one point and never got a response on my application, so.
Yeah, man. Like,
fuck you, Corey.
But no, I'm like, I'm like, look, hey, but you always try to fight with me, buddy. You can hold your anger, and we'll take this shit out to the damn yard and wrestle after this damn podcast.
I'll tell you what, you open that door to your fucking room, you're going out in the yard.
And but I swear to God, boy, I'll come up out of this damn seat quicker and shit. We'll be out there in that mud.
I'm gonna throw you and your beanbag out in the front yard.
You're gonna have to peel yourself off that beanbag chair. We've been sitting here for 50 minutes.
Let's see what happens. You give me a damn EBT card, too. I don't give a damn if you're trying to cut me off or not. I need my damn Jack Lynx, or I ain't doing the damn podcast. I go on strike.
You can't go on strike.
We ain't getting paid for this podcast. What are you going to do, bring Ben on here and let him pretend to be me? He'll make fun of me.
Yeah, he will.
I ain't letting that happen.
That's what I thought. I'm going to be 100% honest. I was given your gamer tag, Miss Ari, and I started messaging you by Fuzzy Meep and them and Rags because they said that I needed to poach you.
That's how we met. You started messaging me after I had already left KSI.
Well, yeah, I know, but you still had a lot of influence in KSI.
Man. Yeah, you were trying to get me to bring my old division over, and I was like, I'm kind of chilling for a while. I was working with Miyagi and a couple of others to try to start up that Atlas Initiative thing and get his CMS, AMS business up.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Which I'm so glad he actually went through and made it happen, because
can we just appreciate Miyagi for a second?
So I actually got to go up and meet him. Yeah, in like, 3 years ago, this next month, I went up there with a couple of other, another KSI girl. She and I like drove over there because
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
We've got some other kids. Like, Miyagi was my founder at the time. Yeah, he was my founder at the time with, and his best friend was my co-div. And so one of our captains and me, we met up, we drove over to where they live, met up with some of my other old KSI friends, and we all like went bowling and we went and did an escape room, and like, you know, he's just the kindest, nicest guy. And it was really cool. So I'm so glad that he's kind of grown and built that side project into what it is. Because it's an amazing tool for communities.
Yeah, I really like him. That dude is so new. I've only ever heard him speak negatively of two people, and that tell you about the quality of those people. Because he's a very neutral, positive person. Like,
what
did
he say about me?
No comment.
Oh hell no, bro! But for real, I am a part of the Simping for Miyagi movement.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Temp for Miyagi every day. I will throw it back for Miyagi.
I tell my people all the time, like, you guys don't even understand. They're like, why do we have to put notes in the CMS? Oh, you don't even understand how hard this used to be. We used to have to keep handwritten notes. We used to have to, it was just add and drop, and that was it for like 10 years until he came around and was like, here's all this really cool stuff you can do with it. It's all integrated. It's all this. I'm like, bro, oh, you're a genius.
You guys don't keep handwritten notes still?
I still do. Old habits die hard.
Oh yeah, I have spiral notebooks stacked up and stacked up and stacked up.
I found one from 2006, which had a game and me listed in the same squad.
I'm sorry.
Y'all are literally like old school as hell. But I really did have my whole Net 10 motherfucking prepaid phone notes filled up with motherfucking KSI notes.
That means, hey, Miss Ari and Game basically shared the womb together. They're like twins.
Were you guys like, never mind, that's gross, never mind.
Were you making a Game of Thrones reference?
I was going to ask if they were conjoined.
Oh, God.
I mean, if I got the brains and he got the beauty, maybe.
Wow. So you're saying Game's dumb. Put that on record.
Bro, Game is dumb. Quote that from the Creator's Corner. Tweet, Game is dumb. And then put.
But he's pretty.
but he's pretty. Game is dumb.
She's not even defending the statement.
Oh, my God.
Miss Ari.
I love Game. Game is one of my favorite people. It's like to come out of the community. We have been doing this for years. But like, the dude legit like comment. Got a splinter from a Dorito. I'm just saying.
What?
We were playing like I can't remember what game it was. We were playing some game and he was in a party with like a bunch of us, and he started screaming in the mic like, "Oh my God, this hurts so much!" I'm like, "What did you do?" He's like, "My Dorito gave me a freaking splinter." Like,
what is happening?
Bro, what?
Trent, what's going on?
I tuned out.
Alright, I guess.
Okay, right. What constructive criticism would you give XS and Hydra?
At this point, I ain't got a whole lot to say. I don't know about inner workings for either of them, so I could not even presume to try to speak on that. I did take a little bit of an issue, which is how, you know, we got our tiny little beef going there for a bit at Mr. Xian. I took issue with the way that things were being handled on Twitter for a little while, but that has since come back around and been everybody's supporting each other and nobody's acting fools.
You can call him an asshole. I do all the time.
What? I do on be this that's because you're rude. She's not rude like that. I do be acting a fool from time to time. I'll be off the henny. You know what I'm saying?
But again, I think it comes down to like just perception. Like some people think that they're aware of what's going on and might not have a full story. And it's the same thing for me. So I actually reached out and was like, hey, I'm sorry. This is not how I meant it.
Sometimes I forget, and Mr. XGN does, but 95% of the stuff that he posts from his Twitter and I post from my Twitter, I have found out since I've got to know him, is straight bullshit, and he's just making jokes, you know? And you forget when I post something, I'll get 25 messages, is that about me? And I'm like, that was a joke I saw somewhere else. Like, you know, I mean, you don't realize the impact that you have and the influence you've had until you post shit. And so I would say everything that Corey's posted pretty much this year has been probably just a joke, except for what he said about KSI, and he meant all that.
Bro, I went in a couple of times, bro. Like, yeah, I went in. There was a couple of times where the message could have been the same with better words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what it comes down to, man. Because, like, I would have got pissed for sure.
Hey.
Words have power.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I mean,
but the same words that have power to hurt have the power to heal.
Look how butthurt people get about rejection. I mean, you blacklist somebody or just remove them from your community for them actually doing some negative shit. Look at the campaigns people will take, you know, and launch against you just because you said, we don't want you here anymore. People can't accept responsibility for their own actions.
Right. Yeah. XS and Hydra were hanging off a cliff and you could only save one of them. Which one would you choose to save?
Oh, don't do this to me.
You can save Hydra. It's okay. Corey's an asshole.
He'll be all right.
I can't though, because okay, granted, I don't know a whole lot of Hydra, but I've gotten to talk to Ivy.
I need everyone to listen to me. I'm going to talk to Miss Ari for a second. Listen. Listen to me. Okay.
Make your case.
I got to live, okay? I got a lot to do for this hobby, okay? Look, Terracode, look, he's a bad boy. He's a bad egg. Listen, me and you, we cut from the same cloth, all right? Look, he ain't even been in KSI. He's trying to get on the Hall of Fame. He's hustling. He ain't even been in KSI legally. But anyways...
Legally.
I need you to save me. Terracode won't even die, bro. He built different. He from Texas, bro. He got strong bones and shit, bro.
Keep in mind, my daughter's in Hydra, and she's hanging off that cliff with me. I know you love your kids.
Oh,
please don't kill my dad, Miss Ari.
Oh my god, dude. You don't damn well that won't kill him.
Yeah, Corey, you want to play this bullshit? We can keep going. I have a granddaughter. She's beautiful. I want to see her.
I have so much to live for.
Bro, you will survive, bro.
So, Kellen Keller resourceful. I'm just saying. You'll
damn, I did go at her pretty hard, bro. She's definitely killing my ass.
Yeah, she is.
Oh man, I can't choose to get rid of any. Like every one of us has got like things that we can provide to people, you like communities what? That we're.
Hey, I got you.
We're.
I said I would do anything for this man. I'm jumping.
Oh, there it is. The romance concludes.
Corey,
he is.
I don't know, man. I'll just say this: I'm gonna sing beautiful songs about you.
I'm dead.
So, Corey's the warrior and Terracote's the
I'm a romantic. Bard?
Is that what I'm getting?
I'm a romantic, yeah.
I just want to die before I get canceled again.
Don't check Twitter right now, then.
Oh, Lord. Did we get canceled again?
I don't know.
Probably. Hopefully it's Callie again.
Yeah, that's true. Miss Ari, did you happen to have a conversation with Callie while his account was banned?
Not directly. No,
that man was distraught.
I don't think so.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
I did talk to God of Rage, and I think I did. I did post on. Post and retweet Callie's stuff, but he was really busy, so I didn't want to like flood him even further.
Listen, I thought about driving to Microsoft headquarters and doing something because I could not handle that man. He was tore ass up.
I don't blame you. Like for him, Xbox has been like a godsend or deity send. Let's keep it non-religious. A deity send for people like him all over, and to have that happen to somebody who's like generally like just wants the best for people, it hurts to see that. And God of Rage was the same way. Like I adore that guy. I didn't want anything to happen to either one of them. I love playing Smite with them a couple years ago, and they did not deserve. I don't think any of y'all deserved any of that to happen.
Yeah, I mean we know who did it now. By the way, I found out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the same clan that was posting revenge porn and shit. Yeah, one of their members.
Oh God, no!
Yeah.
One of their guys was trying to hit off one of mine today.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
The teaser. If anybody needs to get ended, it's gonna be those guys.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't that guy that tried to end Callie over right trying to get ended?
I am on a vegan no be. I'm just kidding. Bro, remember the last video with the that didn't even came out yet, bro. We're so behind. We got.
I just posted it. Yeah, I'm just waiting on the YouTube.
Let's go. What's the next question? Are we got anything else up in there?
If you were locked in a single wide trailer with orange carpet in the bathroom and no AC, that's a long story, with Mr. XGN, TSB Terror Code, Callie TSB, Huck, and Billy Roach for 14 days, what items would you bring to secure your survival? Mountain Hauler is supplied by default, so don't worry about that.
Now listen, let me tell you, the AC unit thing, it's all Terror Code's fault, has nothing to do with me. The orange carpet, it's either a mixture, it's in the bathroom, so it's either a mixture of urine, and I personally am a firm believer of Cheeto dust.
I guess that's preferential to urine. Although urine is sterile, so I guess it'd be clean?
You prefer...
But gross.
What? I prefer
Cheeto dust to Cheeto urine. Dust?
Is that a quote?
I said I prefer Cheeto dust to urine.
Okay.
Okay. Let me clarify something here. If you put Huck and me locked together in somewhere for anywhere, we ain't even gonna last 14 minutes before one of us is gone.
Yeah. Well, what's gonna happen? You gonna bring a knife?
Let's see. Well, I mean,
remember this is recording.
Military, so I gotta go like yourself. Deployment.
Don't incriminate yourself.
I'm going to go deployment style. Noise-canceling headphones, because Callie, I love you, but oh my god, do you talk.
Not our boy, Callie. Not our boy, Callie.
Yikes. Man down.
You and Huck, y'all's friendship's pretty legendary.
What, mine and Huck? Oh, God. Oh.
Miss Ari, can I get your confirmation and your endorsement for the Fuck Huck movement?
That is the one person out of the entire like beef everywhere, anytime, 15 years I've been doing this, that I will, yeah, I'll endorse the hell out of that.
Yes, thank you. You've been so PR friendly. You said deity. I was thinking, I was like, bro, her PR agency like trained her, bro. But thank you for going with the Fuck Huck movement, because I'm a firm believer of that whole thing. I'm actually the president of the fan club.
The dude straight up told me to go kill myself when I was already suicidal. Like,
Huck exposed? Huck exposed live on the creator's corner? What?
Yo, that man.
Yeah, he and I are not anywhere that he. Nope. I hope Kindred Nation and the people that are inside of it have, prosperous, helpful opportunities. But fuck Huck.
That man straight up messaged me when I did not know who he was when he was in KSI.com and told me that his brother worked for Homeland Security. And if I did anything to him, he was going to have me sent to prison. And I sent a message and said, you know what? Fuck you and your brother. How about that, Scooter? I don't even know him. And our friendship has gone downhill ever since that first message.
Bro, he broke in my damn garage and stole my weed eater.
Maybe he's the one who was actually after the ACs. Like, you keep saying it was it had to do with KSI, so might have been back from when he was still in KSI.
You know what? The KSI is strong in that one. I hate to talk negative about a man in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair?
He's gonna be in a wheelchair? He is gonna be after Harry hits him with her car.
Oh,
no. Okay, I'm not homicidal towards him, and I don't think a car would fit inside of a trailer.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be surprised. I don't know.
Well, let's let her answer the question.
Well, how many items was it? Three?
Three, yeah.
Okay. The noise-canceling headphones, some wet wipes, because, like, deployment. Mm-hmm. Like, no. Just no. God, I don't know.
Ice
cream sandwiches.
Did you say ice cream? What did you say?
Ice cream sandwiches.
Ice cream sandwiches. That's a classic.
Corey is like rubbing his hands together, licking his lips. He already
Corey,
knows
you know
that
damn good well we're going to eat all them ice cream
He's about to have that whole.
I'm already on Instacart as we speak.
It's so cold in his room because he's got all the AC units. He won't even have to put on.
14 AC units. 14, Landry.
Oh my god. Plot twist of the century. It was Mr. XGN who stole the AC units.
I done fucked up the whole trailer park. I got them stacked on top of each other in my windows.
Where's my.
You trying to have some dinosaurs over there?
Son, bitch.
Don't worry about it. I had to pawn them.
That's where the dinosaur hatching, you know, happens over there.
I had to pawn them. I pawned your dancing boots.
Can't even
Not
go dancing.
Not the
dancing
boots.
The dancing boots.
All right, I don't have any more questions. Do you guys have anything else you want to go over before we close it out?
Gary, you want to plug your social media?
Sure. Lady Santana is my Twitter. That's pretty much the only social media that I really use.
All right.
Anymore.
I have a question before we go.
Okay.
What's that?
Actually, I have two. First one. Do you think the KSIs will ever unite?
I'm hopeful for it. We've actually entered a sort of a partnership to try to kind of mend some of the bridges that were created a decade ago. We work pretty well with their people so far, and vice versa, looking at trying to kind of learn from each other, see where we can help one or the other. I am very hopeful for a unification in the future, but I don't know if it's going to be like anytime super soon.
All right, my second question. Do you think either one of you can achieve your goals and reach the success or the plateau that you want to reach as long as there are two of you out there taking from each other?
I do feel like it's going to hinder any kind of progress because everyone will be like, well, which one?
Yeah.
Which one is it? It redirects the site hits. It redirects, you know, I still have people, we actually were talking about this the other day with them, that somebody had applied over there thinking that they applied over there thinking that they were us.
From an outsider looking in, it looks like the road will be really tough as long as you guys are divided.
It's a struggle. We're definitely working towards trying to build some of those bridges, and they understand and realize the same thing that we have, that we would do a lot better working together than trying to keep building separately.
I mean, for the most part, the people that caused that whole situation have all retired and gone away. right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Seems to me like it wouldn't be that hard to sit down. I mean, I'm kind of a, you know, I'm kind of a peacemaker. Maybe I can negotiate for you guys.
Peacemaker.
So when we talked about this a couple, oh God, what was it, three months ago? We talked about the possibility, and our team on ins.com, everyone was like, how can we help? Yeah, let's do it. Let's go for it. There was a little bit more resistance on .org side, not from their board. Their board was like, hey, if it's going to be better for everybody, let's explore it. See if it's a possibility. There was some inner workings that they had to deal with. And so everything's been kind of put on pause, but we're slowly bridging the gaps again. It's possible.
We've been talking with them, and that's one thing that Helios pointed out to them, was that the biggest problem with them was they didn't have a true leader, somebody who could make the hard decision. Like, everything had to be, you know, I mean, somebody has to step up and roll the hard eight every once in a while, you know? So.
Yeah. One of their most recently retired board members has actually been one of my really good friends for a long time. I recruited him into KSI back in 2009. I think he got recruited in by, I re-recruited him in 2009. He was originally recruited by Technosis. But we've been friends for a very, very long time. And he was one of those who is foreseeing progress on that front. So the sentiments are there among some of them. I think we just have to prove to each other that there's no malice. There's no like double crossing. We don't want to steal their assets. We don't want to, like, there's no need for any of that. Like, we can survive without them. They can survive without us, but we would flourish together.
I agree with that statement. What about you, Corey?
I think, you know what, man? I'm going to be real honest, man. I feel like KSI's biggest, like, niche that, like, they're kind of missing. And, like, I've kind of, like, thought about this, you know, pretty heavy. And, like, I feel like there's been so many positive influencers and positive brands and positive things that's come out of KSI that's been so not advertised. Like, the clan thing is something, but the entertainer and the YouTuber and, like, that person that who's, like, you know, on the massive records of like Trippie Redd and like these huge ass artists and
Elijah Dutt.
That's a huge problem, you know, as well, like with the name recognition, the KSI person. But I wouldn't really see that as a problem. I would almost forefront, you know, stuff like that. That's why the Hall of Fame thing really bothered me. All right. Because I felt like that, yeah, I did a lot of good shit in KSI, but what about what I did even after? What about, you know, what I did, like, for the hobby? What like, as I continue to succeed, I always upped KSI. I always, you know, gave praise to KSI. I caught beef for defending KSI, being loyal to KSI. Like, I kept a lot of the core values, a lot of the core stuff. I use the code of conduct. I use a lot of stuff. And for the longest time, at the bottom of my handbook, it said inspired by KSI Global Gaming Network, and it was linked to, you know, your all site. And I just felt personally that I was like, damn, like, I feel like I'm a success story. Like, I feel like, why not, you know, you have this unique brand, you have this thing that, you know, welcome in so many people. Why the fuck when I go to ksiglobal.com, why do I not, you know, see like our success stories and see like all the YouTuber KSI? Like, put him on there, put him in a situation to where like his name is literally from y'all, so why not put him on your shit? Say fucking this is one of our success stories, and show me and show like FaZe Rain was in KSI. Like, these people that got their gaming start here shouldn't be like tucked away and like, oh my God, I can't believe they had to leave to have success. But fucking, you know, upload, put Keemstar on there, where even like where he got his start from making, you know, entertaining content around making fun of KSI, but still just you could word it a certain way. I just feel like there's such a marketable factor here that's been completely overshadowed. And I feel like it would completely take KSI's coming together, cooperating with the hobby as a whole, and to make this happen. And I just feel like there's been a massive underside of that.
So I've got two responses to that. One of them is you're 100% absolutely right. And that was one of the things that in coming into when I got voted in after Victory's departure, that was my goal, is to make KSI an area of opportunity, because everybody's like, oh, well, we got to promote the KSI this, the KSI this. Why are people going to want to promote something for us when they could do it for themselves? So let's enable them to do it. Let's teach them how to do it, how to go about it, and let them rise. So you're right. You're right. We have a couple clips of like Elijah Dett and like saying, yeah, I got my name from this plan. I was in Halo 2. And so like to showcase that would be a smart PR move, to say like, hey, this is what people are capable of coming out of here. Like I got my very first thing that was ever published was an article on KSIGlobal.com, and you, Chief was my editor.
You on there, you know, you're successful. There's seek out all these people that have started here that's successful. Miyagi, all these people. Like if there's such a huge opportunity there that I've personally knew for like a minute, and I'm just like, dude, no one's like looking at this. And that's why that Hall of Fame shit really affected me, because I felt like, damn, like I felt like whenever KSI was essentially dead, like for the longest, like I stayed with that shit, man. I stuck to the script. I was about to the hobby. I stayed in communication with Bill. I continued to always shout out KSI. I continued to, you know, Trent knows my videos. I was always on KSI's dick, dude. He called me baby KSI. Like I was about it, bro. I was down for people that for nothing. You know what I mean? And it just hurt me, and that's why I was fucked up over it. But you know, I'm good with it now, and I understand. Like I understand, and I just feel like we all just gotta move forward. And I feel like, you know, to the .org people, if they're listening to this, they need to make this happen. There needs to be something. And if they don't have a leader, perfect. They'll fit in perfect with this, but having two assets is just confusing for the hobby. It's bad for the neighborhood. Like I see this as a neighborhood. If someone doesn't want to be in this hobby or in this scene, cool. All right, wait, who left? Terrica left, bro. We gotta get him back in here. But if someone doesn't want to be in this hobby or this scene, cool. Like I get that. But if they do, I feel like they almost have to kind of do their part to keep this clean. Because when my people go on Twitter and they see all kinds of fuckery or confusion and stuff like that, I had another conversation just the other day. It makes the clan scene less valuable. It makes them not want to be a part of our scene, not want to be on Twitter, not want to take part. So what we do to kind of keep our neighborhood, in a sense, clean and safe and whatnot and up to par, I feel like having two KSIs, it just depreciates the value of the neighborhood we're trying to do. Like, and I feel like that's something easily, and I believe it can and will happen, right? But it's realistically going to have to take someone over there just making the fucking call and just understand that you're going to lose people. Like, I have a whole different philosophical sense of numbers now and statistics, and I'm a firm believer that the leaders at a certain point have to be leaders and have to lead. At some point, you have to make those hard calls, and I think Terrico, you know, you agree with that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like we can accomplish. I mean, just look at what happened with the ban tool. How many clans and talking about the revenge porn and stuff. Look at the things we accomplished when we united, and I think that we should have a situation like. Or there should be a place like Ego, like what we're promoting, you know, where TSB Idol was tonight. Huge turnout. They streamed it. We should do that for all clients. Everybody should be able to come participate in that shit without having to worry about anything.
And watch, man.
Yeah. I feel like we're squandering opportunities to promote our members, which is what we all want. I mean, I don't give a damn what people think about me. I care what they think about my members, because I have some really, really good people here. And the biggest thing is, people judge a clan and they form these perceptions because of one person. And when you have clans as big as what we have, I can't keep track of what everybody's doing. But if you bring it to me, how I react to a situation is what I want you to judge. If somebody does something foul or goes out of their way and does something, the way I handle it should show you what we're about. And I think that's something we all should agree on, that going forward, it's not if you have a random member here and out of thousands do something, it's how you react to that situation.
For sure. So I've got a question for you, actually, Mr. XJN.
Yeah.
One of my majors over here likes to say that all of these different groups are the different branches of the same tree. Do you still feel like cutting down that tree?
I feel like at a certain point, I feel like, yeah. I mean, I feel like I feel like everything from the past and everything that's been done, everything that's been said, the tree itself that we all come from, like I'm done with that. I'm done with like the whole tree, the whole whatever. We're working through ego to plant a new tree. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what we want as many people, you know, in the scene and in the hobby to be a part of. And that's what we really want to push, you know, unity through, to where we cross promote, share information and knowledge. And the big thing, we cross share opportunity for the people, because I want to get the talented ones in Exile Syndicate in front of as many people as humanly possible. The same thing that you should want, and I know you do, for KSI, and I know what Trent wants for, you know, Hydra and TSP. Like, that's just how we need to do it. And I feel like we have such a unique opportunity here to kind of collect our resources and kind of give it our all. Like, why not? You know what I mean? Why not completely start anew and just do everything like different than what we've completely been taught and what we've completely done for the better? Because I feel like everyone at this point is on the standpoint of everything that we do today has to mean something for tomorrow. And that's realistically my real feeling about it.
I agree with that.
This is the longest podcast we ever had.
It is. Okay. Sorry, I talk a lot.
I talk a lot.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Well, it's easy for you to talk sitting in a nice, cool room of yours.
All right, buddy. Don't get mad at me, because you got caught slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was slipping my sweaty ass off that bing bang. Yeah. You want to close this out, or does anyone have anything else they want to say? Or
Missouri, you got any closing thoughts or anything you want to say?
I really appreciate this opportunity to talk with y'all. I don't think we've had this level of communication across all three in quite a while. So I'm excited for the future of the scene. I cringe every time y'all say hobby, because I feel like it downplays what we do, and it hurts my heart. But I'll say scene.
Yeah.
I am too. And I will say this, KSI.org, if you're listening, we mean everything we say in here. So you guys should get on board. You guys should sit down and try to fix the things that are holding both of your clans back.
And look, man, the people who don't want to be with it aren't going to be with it. And you know, like, I had to make a lot of changes and adjust, and it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you'll find those same people, I promise you, those same people, when they see the outcome and how much better shit is, will come back around. That's all I got to say.
All right. That's the hope.
Thank you guys for listening. And thank you, Missouri, for coming by. And stay tuned for the next episode of the Creator's Corner.
I'm about to go kick the door in on Corey's damn room. I'm going to get some.
The hell you are, son. I'm getting the fuck up out of here.
Go get some Mountain Holler.